Carrying on with our bracha for the removal of evil in the world. There are two different neschatos. V'azeidim mehera sa'aker shaber. And all willful transgressors should be uprooted and destroyed. Or it's malchus zadon, the wicked government. Mehera sa'aker. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz in the Yaris Dvash. So at this point we should actually daven for the destruction of Amalek. Amalek comes willfully bezodin against Klal Yisrael, getting involved in a fight that wasn't his, interfering with us as we leave Egypt when we go to Eretz Yisrael. If you think about this when you say it, you fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Sashar Salacha Amalek. Remember that which Amalek did to you. Yeah, we're meant to stir up our passions, our enmity. M'sein Hashem Esna. Those who hate Hashem, I all hate. You think, you daven, that any tragic events that happened to the Jewish, were meant to happen to the Jewish people, have happened to the Jewish people, should actually just happen to Amalek instead. Ramchal and Sefer Ma'amarim also says the same thing. It's davening for the removal of Amalek in the world. Because as we know, Hashem's glory is not fully manifest until Amalek is wiped out. Tzadok HaKohen says the same thing. Memshela Zodin, Malcha Zodin is that aspect, that klipa, that element of Amalek, which is the source of all evil in the world. Seems clear from the Rambam, and certainly this is the way they learn in Brisk, that Amalek isn't just something genetic. Amalek is anyone that functions as Amalek. Anyone that strikes kol anecha shalim acharecha, the weak, the stragglers, the elderly, the children. Anyone that has genocidal aims and ambitions against the Jewish people. Therefore, it would seem very fitting that V'azeidim of Kavana, the Hamas, and all those who work together with them, with their genocidal plans to rid Eretz Yisrael of the Jews. Those who function like Amalek and attack the weak. Attack the civilians. Attack the vulnerable. Take them into captivity. This is the source of all evil in the world. This is not something we forget. This is not something we just say, oh, well, dialogue will fix this. We're talking about something which is evil to its core. Something which is genocidal fundamentally. And therefore, in our prayers, we daven for their total eradication. Because there's no room for compromise with someone that wants you dead. Someone that wants to rid the world of you. Semaros. This is the source of all evil. And therefore, we daven. They should be speedily uprooted, totally obliterated, so that we and the world can enjoy true peace.